103.
Justin Morehouse. Listen and he'll be your best mate.
Key 103. Right, today's Beat the Gag. Now, all this week we've been getting stories out of magazines and everything, and we've been trying to make it female friendly, okay? Because at the moment we're without a girl on the show. That could change in the future. So we try, because a lot of ladies listen to the show, not to be too, you know, blokey. Now, the current second, potential second Mrs. Morehouse, heard the show a couple of times this week and said, you're not really being female friendly. She said, you're never going to do it because you're looking in the paper trying to think of things that girls like. So I went, all right then, what do you think then? What subject should we do? What, as a woman, are you looking forward to the most? And you know what she said?
Go on.
Two things. One, she went, X Factor this Saturday. Right? And then the next thing, she went, all girls look forward to weddings. And I went, well, first of all, I went, aww. Whoa, what do you mean? She went, not my wedding. She went, anybody's wedding. But girls like weddings more than men. And girls like X Factor more than men. So, I thought, we'll try it. We'll see, you know, a genuine female has chosen, and she's a genuine female, has chosen the subjects, so that's what we'll do today. It's going to be X Factor and weddings. The X Factor's back on Saturday. Weddings happen all the time. So it's weddings and the X Factor. We're trying it. We're doing our very best, aren't we? Short of actually, you know, having a sex change, we can't do better. 63103, it's weddings and the X Factor. See what you can do.
Manchester's finest. Justin Morehouse. Exclusive. Key 103.
Right, time to play Beat the Gag. Sean is judging. Are you ready, Shawnee?
I am.
If he likes it. If he doesn't. If he doesn't get it. If he loves it. And today, the second potential next progressive Mrs. Morehouse Unionist Party has chosen the subjects. And you know what? She's probably not as female-friendly as we are, because we've not had a massive response today so far. It's weddings and it's the X Factor. Weddings and the X Factor. Eddie in Oldham. I like the X Factor, but I'm not sure Louis Walsh is the best man for the job. Brenda in Altrincham. It's not a good idea to get bladdered in Blackpool the night before either. I've learned. So she might have. She's gone, got bladdered in Blackpool both times. Lisa in Hyde. Wouldn't it be a good idea if before Journey South were to appear in the final, somebody would have stood up and said, if anyone here present has good cause to say why these two should. Very good. Jenny in Failsworth, my dad never held my hand before the X Factor and said, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. And Kelly and Lee, both a Saturday evening spent with strangers making me want to vomit. 63103, today's Beat the Gag subject is weddings and the X Factor.
Manchester's finest. Justin Morehouse. Exclusive to Key 103.
Okay, this is Key 103, Manchester's number one hit music station. You can talk about Manchester Mystery Voices as long as you want, but you'll never beat the game we call My Dad's Bigger Than Your Dad. It's Top Trumps on the radio, using your dads. Every day we get two kids on, playing off against each other to find out which dad is bigger than the other one. Let's see what we've got today. First up, we'll speak to Lottie in Cheadle. Hello, Lottie.
Hello.
Hello. She's 11 years old. Her dad's Ian. How much do you love him on a scale of 1 to 10?
9.
Whoa. Lottie, stand by as we meet your next contestant. It's Ben, he's 12, he's in Stretford. Say hello to Lottie.
Hi, Lottie.
Hello.
Ben, your dad's Chris. How much do you love him on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Right. We're going to play the game. You both know how to play, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got a series of categories there, and the biggest number wins. Lottie, ladies first, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is heads. Lottie, you go first. Which category are you going for first?
Size of engine in car.
Size of engine in car. What is yours, Ben? What's your dad's car size, engine?
2.8
litre. 2.8 litre. Lottie?
3.4
litre.
3.4?
Yeah. 3.4? There's no car with a 3.4 engine.
Yeah, Mercedes.
And Lottie, 1-0 to you. What's your next one?
Number of beers in fridge.
Number of beers in fridge. Ben, how many beers has your dad got in the fridge?
35.
How many has your dad got in, Lottie?
36.
Oh, hang on a minute. Is that true?
Yep.
Blimey. Ben, your dad drinks a lot, but Lottie's dad, he's an alcoholic. Right, OK, Lottie, your next go.
TV screen size.
TV screen size. Ben?
34 inches.
34, and Lottie?
42 inches.
42? Has he got plasma?
Yeah.
You know what you've just done, Lottie? You've told everybody now that your dad's got a massive telly, a lovely big car, and he's always drunk.
Yeah.
listen, to make it fair, go on, Ben, you pick a category.
Number of power tools.
Number of power tools. How many, Lottie?
8. 16.
Whoa, Ben's pulled one back. Ben, go on, have another go.
Number of O-levels. 15.
Now, Ben, let me have a word with you here. Ben, your dad's telling you fibs there. He hasn't got 15 O-levels. He hasn't, yeah. Ben. He hasn't. You can't get 15 O-levels. What's he got him in? The Beano? The Simpsons? How many has your dad got, Lottie?
He's got a degree.
Doesn't count. Nobody's gone for the big one today. Why don't... If I give you one more go, Lottie, why don't you do the...
average sit-down on the toilet.
Ben?
20 minutes.
Average sit-down toilet time, 20 minutes. Lottie?
25 minutes.
Ah, God, there's a theme developing here. Lottie, are you cheating?
No.
Right, I'm going to pick a category.
Okay.
Number of previous girlfriends. How many, Ben?
30.
30? 30? How many for you, Lottie?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? Because he's always drunk, that's why.
Yeah.
Lottie wins, but you're both good sports, so you both get a dad pack today. Well done.
Yay.
Both winners. Thanks very much. See you later.
All right, bye.
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 Manchester's finest. Justin Morehouse. Exclusive. Key 103.
The number of girls now listen to this song thinking, if only Justin would have asked me to dance, my life would have been so different. I was quite a catch, Sean. I'll tell you. Right, it's time for our young man, Tiny Tim. It's his brand new adventure. It's Monday. It's about 20 to 2. Brand new every single Monday at this time. All right, here we go. He's not feeling too well. He's feeling a bit poorly. And like any young man, he's worried about things and he needs some expert advice. So he phones the chemist.
Hello?
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 I need some cream for my voice. My voice is going.
Some cream for your voice?
Yeah. My mum says it's because I've been using naughty words. I think it's because I'm growing up, though.
I do, yeah.
If my voice is breaking.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah, who is it?
My name's Tim. What's your name?
It's Jill.
How do... Will I start getting public hair all over my body?
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
When I'm older.
Yeah, when you're older, yeah.
Will I sound like Mr. T?
I think you might, yeah.
He's the coolest. Do you think Molly Bradbury from school will still love me?
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
I think she likes older boys anyway. Won't she kiss Kieran? He's older than me, but I'm bigger off him.
Well, anyway, never mind.
Well, now that my body's undergoing radical changes, will I experience long nasal hair? Like my Uncle Barry. That man needs help. He looks like he's hiding Bob Marley up his nose. I'm just scared that Molly won't fancy me anymore.
She will.
Now, back to the matter in hand. What remedies can you offer for my disability?
Gargle with TCP. It's not very nice tasting, but it'll make your throat better, and then Molly will fancy you.
Has it got clitoris in it?
Has it got what?
Cucalyptus.
Yeah. Cucalyptus, yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Anything with mint, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, lemon, orange or tangerine, I don't like. I like bubblegum, though. I tell you what, keep this on the shush. But you meet me at the back door with a bottle of Tixilix. Favours pay favours, my friend. Nod, nod, wink, wink.
Tixy Licks. So you want Tixy Licks and you want me to meet you at the back door?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I will get you two front row seats.
Oh.
VIP.
Yeah.
For my nativity play.
Justin Morehouse. Exclusive to Key 103.